RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
On now, Health Radio. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
So traditionally, if you've gotten married and then you start talking about wanting to have kids, but I think in today's world, it's much smarter to discuss these things near the beginning of a relationship so that you can decide if this is the kind of future that you're looking for. But maybe what I'm saying is not really necessarily the right thing. My guest is Abby Rodman. She's a clinically trained and licensed psychotherapist with graduate degrees from both Harvard and Boston College. Pretty smart lady. Welcome to the show, Abby. So what if you are with somebody, you're in love, and then they say, oh, I don't want kids. I had a terrible childhood, or I don't really like kids, or any number of reasons. What are you supposed to do?
Well, it's certainly a conundrum. But one thing to keep in mind is people who don't want kids don't want kids. And you can't rush this decision for yourself, and you shouldn't bank on your partner ever changing their mind about that. So if your partner comes into the relationship and says, look, I've never liked kids, I've never wanted kids, I'm not having kids, don't fool yourself into thinking you're going to change that person's mind, because it's probably not going to happen. So you have to ask yourself, before you even get to the decision about having kids or not, how does it even feel to think about making this decision? So your partner's made this declaration. How does it sit with you? How does it even feel to embark on a thought process about it? Because you may have just assumed you would have kids.
Well, that's true. And as you say, some people just don't want them. And to those of us that have kids and love them, say to ourselves, how could anybody not want kids? What are you going to do? I mean, the standard thing anyone would say is, what are you going to do when you're 70 or 80?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you have nobody to take care of you, or nobody to leave your stuff to, or nobody to, you know, care about you in those. So what do you say to a partner that says, I don't want to have, you can't change their mind, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
So do you break up with them, or do you come to the realization that maybe I just don't get to have kids?
Well, that's an interesting question, because I think for a lot of us, the assumption is we will have kids. But we don't really know where we've gotten that idea, because we get a lot of messaging, you know, from our family, from society, biology, religion, all kinds of places. We get messaging about having kids. And sometimes we don't even know why we thought we would have kids. So this is obviously a crucial moment to think about, what is it that you really want? This is not about your partner now. This is about you. And one thing that you want to do is you want to look back, and then you want to look ahead. So you want to look back. Try not to be in the moment with this. How have you felt historically about having kids? What story have you told yourself about your life for your whole life? And then you want to look ahead. You want to project. Imagine your future without kids. All of your cohorts, your friends, your siblings, everybody's having kids. How are you going to feel if you don't have them? And it's much more important for you to come to your own decision rather than just ride the coattails of a partner who has decided for any number of reasons that he or she doesn't want kids.
Okay, so that's really, really good advice. Looking back, look back, looking ahead, kind of envisioning what it is that you're looking for in your life. Now, what about what kids do to your life?
Mm-hmm.
Do you try and, I mean, that one diaper commercial, I think, a baby changes everything. They really do.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing stays the same when you've got kids. So can you, if you're trying to picture, how can you even picture what it's like? Because you can't.
Well, I think those of us who are parents know that you can't. But it's like trying to explain, I mean, it's like trying to explain the pain of childbirth to someone. You can never explain that, what that actual the experience is, until you actually go through it. And I think that there's, you know, you can't explain what it's like to have kids until you have them, because they really shake up your lives on every level, and they require the ultimate amount of sacrifice. And either we do that lovingly and willingly, or we can do it resentfully. And hopefully you're choosing to have kids or not, because you know how that decision is going to sit with you. You can only base your decision on how you have felt historically about kids. Do you love being around kids? Do you find them annoying? Are you willing to sacrifice your current lifestyle? And the important thing to remember, Melanie, is there are no wrong answers here. The only wrong answers are the ones that don't fit well with you. So, you know, let yourself feel any feelings you need to feel about this, because that's the only thing that's going to bring you to the right decision for you.
Okay, but what if the right decision for you, Abby, is that you want kids and you are madly in love with this guy who does not want kids? Does that ever come to a middle ground? Okay, well, we'll just have one, or we'll have, I mean, if you're somebody who really wants kids, a dog isn't going to cut it.
No.
And if you're somebody who doesn't want kids, having just one is one too many.
Right.
Is there any middle ground? What do? You got to break up with the person.
Well, sadly, that could be the case, because this is one of those decisions in life you really cannot compromise. As you just said, if you don't want kids, one is too many to have. So, you know, you have to really, you can't have half a baby. So you really have to, you know, get to a place where you either can wholeheartedly agree with your partner about this decision, or you have to think about moving on, because this is a huge life decision, and one that you shouldn't make flippantly. You shouldn't make it when you're in the throes of new love, and you know, you need to really take a step back and think about what the rest of your life will look like without children. And if that's
See, and that's the thing. That's important. And, you know, recently in Grey's Anatomy, the two ladies that are married, one of them did not want children and one of them did. And that was kind of a pie in the sky, because they ended up having a baby. And, oh, she was so happy, couldn't imagine having not had a baby. And so that's what every woman or man who wants a child and is with someone who doesn't want a child sees something like that and says, oh, I'll be able to convince this person, because look what happened on this show. Mm-hmm. She's so glad she has a child now. And I think that puts a false sense of really in anything with our partners, Abby. We think we can change our partners in all kinds of ways.
Right, right. And you don't want to go into it. And as you said, that is a pie in the sky. And, you know, people who have gotten to adulthood and decide that they don't want kids have some very, very good reasons for not wanting children. And that can run the gamut. But you have to think about, you can't really think about their decision and their experience. You have to think about what this is going to look like for you. Are you willing to say wholeheartedly, you know what, it's okay if I don't have kids. It's okay if I just spend my life with this person and we just face our marriage without children? And if you can't say that with your whole heart, then you should not be entering into this agreement, because this is really one of those agreements that people generally don't change their minds on.
I feel like that's such a sad situation. And I know that this is probably wrong of me to say, but I feel sorry for people that don't want children, because they bring so much joy for the most part. And, you know, I mean, we all know, come on, it's the parents' inside joke, but you have about 20 seconds here. Give us your best advice for people who find themselves in that situation, whether they're the person who doesn't want kids or they're the person that does. 20 seconds.
My best advice is the crucial question you must ask yourself. If your doctor told you today you have a medical diagnosis that would prevent you from ever having biological children, how would you feel getting that news? And then listen to your feeling about that.
Wow, that's a pretty strong statement. That is absolutely a great way to think about it. And something that, you know, we all do have to think about. If that's, being a parent is not easy, and it certainly does change everything. But that's what we're here for, to give you some great information and get you thinking. That's what it's about. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening. Stay well.